Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And, of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Taryn, you wanted to talk tipping tonight.
That's right.
And you apparently had done some bartending at some point in your past.
I did, actually. My very first job, I was 14, and it was the only job I could get.
14-year-old bartender.
No, no, no.
That's impressive.
I was 14. I was serving. I worked at a Bob's Big Boy. They have those up here. It's like a Shoney's.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but they do not.
I know what a Shoney's is, but yeah, I've never seen a Bob's Big Boy.
Bob's Big Boy is kind of their alter ego down south.
And, that's the same company?
Yeah. Oh, Marriott, I think, owns both.
Okay.
It was interesting because at the time it was the only job a kid that you could, I guess the work permits, I don't know how I got around it back then, but I did. I guess they weren't really enforced in the 80s.
Well, it's legal, at least it is now, and when I was growing up, it was legal to work at age 14, but most places wouldn't hire a 14-year-old.
I guess, I don't know why I got hired, I just... I got lucky. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, but if the place had had the right, if they were prepared for the rules, because there were rules for 14 and 15 year olds. I can only speak to the 80s. All right, I don't know what the rules are now.
Yeah, that's when I worked.
I imagine it's similar. So 14 and 15 year olds had a set of rules. 16 and 17 year olds had a set of rules.
That's right.
And then basically you could work at 18.
Right. They would actually make you give a 14 or 15 year old even more breaks than you'd have to give a 16 or 17 year old. And it's just so cost prohibitive to hire somebody at that age if you have to give them all these other bonuses just because they're a certain age. So if you're going to hire a teenager, you might as well hire a 16-year-old because it's less of a hassle.
I have no idea how I got hired, honestly, because back in the day, maybe people weren't really signing up to be servers or something. But at the time, I really needed money in high school. And so I signed on to work as a waiter, and I learned how to do it. And I did it all through high school. So I did it for about 4 years. And I remember that the time the pay, I think the pay was $2.01 an hour. So it was $2 and because you were supposed to live on tips.
That's right.
Okay, this is server. Okay,
servers.
That's right.
So
yeah, I think servers are still only getting like three something.
That they're around that now,
yeah.
Right?
It's not much more than that.
And I remember getting so irritated because people don't realize that you have to come early and then roll silverware and get paid $2 an hour to roll silverware and clean.
Oh, really?
And then you had to clean the booth, and you had to sweep the floors because you couldn't use a vacuum while people are eating. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have to sweep the booths and wipe everything out. So the setup and breakdown would take almost 2 hours that you were making $2 an hour for.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And well, you're supposed to. That's what I was explained when I had my serving job is that essentially the $2 an hour is for setup and breakdown. And then you're working for your tips when you're on the clock.
Yeah. And at the time, I mean, that was the understanding. But at the time, I don't think people understand that when they go into restaurants that, you know, the waiters are making $2 to $3 an hour, and they're depending on.
I wonder how many people do understand that, because I certainly, you know, nobody told me that until I was in my early 20s. I didn't find that out until later.
A lot of people just don't know. They think, oh, well, you know, they're getting a salary. Why should I tip them? And then they don't realize that, no, they're not really getting a salary. They're getting $2 or $3 an hour, which is ridiculous. So
I don't think when I waited tables, and I waited tables for months, I got stiffed twice.
Yeah, that was going to be my question for you, Taryn, was, I mean, you're making the statement about what people know, but how often did you get screwed over?
A lot. Because
percentage of the time.
I worked at a low end. You know, you go to a place that's a buffet, you don't expect to tip much. But what they don't realize is someone has to bring your drink, someone has to clean up your endless eating that you're doing, and that kid that you were just letting throw their food all over the booth. Guess who gets to clean that?
Sure.
You know, and they're like, oh, well, it's a buffet. I got the food myself. Here's a dollar. You know, so it was.
Yeah, I think I've certainly thought that in my life. You're
is
right.
That not the appropriate amount to tip at a buffet? Because that was my understanding of buffet tipping. See, here I am. I'm in my mid-30s, and now you're telling me that,
someone's got to clean up after you. It depends if you, like, bus your own table.
Sure,
and
but the busser normally doesn't get tipped, right? Doesn't the busser get an hourly
rate? I was at a place
rate?
That didn't have a busser, so we had to clean up our own. And, like, if you
but
ordered,
doesn't bussers, does not a busser normally receive an hourly rate?
They get a better pay,
standard pay.
They sometimes, yeah, they do, and but they sometimes also get pooled tip
pool tips. Yeah,
yeah. So, like, you know, if you had a good,
it depends on the restaurant.
Right, and a lot of times the waiters, I would throw money later on when I worked somewhere else, I would throw money at a busser because they could make you move tables faster and you could make more money. So if you had someone that would clean up after you and bust your tables back and forth, I could focus on taking orders and running food. So what would happen was if you got a good, you know, someone to clean up after you that was fast, you would tip them because you made more money. You know, that was it was a team effort. And then the guys that really didn't like you, they wouldn't help you. They would just let your food sit on the table.
Let me read this. This is from TripAdvisor.com. Tipping practices can vary depending on the location in the U.S.
Yep.
And even published guidance can vary greatly depending upon the source. Cheapskates have carved out several exceptions. For example, some Americans don't tip at a buffet restaurant, but it's generally good form to tip from $1 to $2. Per person for wait staff, just clearing several
that
rounds.
Is generally what I do.
Several rounds of plates to as much as 10% if the wait staff is refilling drinks and providing other services. The general rule is to tip a portion of the service and the quality of service being a proportion to the service and the quality of service being delivered. So
yeah, if you tipped per plate, so you're a family of six, you come in and you're giving $1 or $2 a plate, not a bad deal. Okay, so if you go out
at
your
a buffet.
Buddies at a buffet, not a big deal. But what happened was the family of six would tip $2 total.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
You know,
and the one thing that families have to consider is if you've got small children and they decide to repaint the table with ice cream, then that's more work for the server. Right?
Are buffet servers getting paid server rate, or are they getting paid standard minimum wage hourly?
When I did it, server rate, it was still $2 an hour.
Wow.
And so what happened with a buffet is you got a much bigger section. So in other words, in higher end restaurants, your section only might be four tables to take care of.
Right, but at a buffet, you're just bringing drinks.
My section was 12 to 14 tables because you're just running drinks. But what people forget is, you know, when they order a milkshake, I got to go back there and make a milkshake and bring it out. It's not like I had a machine, you know, we're hand making these things and scooping ice cream and, you know, it sets you back 5-10 minutes. So you are doing a lot of work for the drink part, and then you're doing a lot of work on the cleanup damage. So, you know, there's a lot of hustle at a buffet, and the way to make money is you just flip tables as fast as you can. You know, you hustle people through. And,
yeah, that's why big boys hired 14-year-olds, because no real server would do that.
Crap. That job.
You're essentially a soda jerk from the
well, yeah,
back
you're
the
that's pretty much
bus
it. Boy, right? I mean, that's.
But I got to work way, like he said, I had a job at 14 where I couldn't do much besides.
You had more money in your pocket than any other 14-year-old high school.
It was crazy because, and then what was nuts is they let me work the graveyard shift. So, all right, I would go to school. I would go to rugby practice, and when I got done at 6 or 7, I would grab a bite to eat and go to work from 8 to 3 in the morning and then get up and go to school again.
That's bananas.
And I needed the money. Yeah.
You needed to stop rugby practice is what you needed to do.
Nah, man, that was the only fun in my life. So it was nuts because 3 or 4 nights a week I would be doing that, and I would just be a zombie in school, you know.
Yeah.
I was able to make it and pay some bills and stuff like that.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, maybe you've worked in the hospitality industry and you've got an absolutely nightmare tipping story. Or on the other hand, maybe you have like an awesome tipping story. Like, what was the best tip you ever received? If you want to tell us your story, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. And I'd like you to
recall your best tip ever. My best tip was a really weird one.
Because that's going to be something that, you know, you're going to remember that. Whatever it is, you're going to remember the best tip ever. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype, so if you want to sound really good, you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us in some cases, that's how good Skype can sound. And by the way, they're not an advertiser or anything. It's just that's what people are on, so that's what we're using here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Again, that's username lrn.fm. You just send a contact request if you're not on our list yet, and we'll approve you, and you'll be good to go to call on Skype from that point forward. This is Free Talk Live. Your tipping stories and thoughts are welcome.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oops. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Had the Skype unmuted there and got somebody coughing in their microphone.
Nice.
My bad. All right. Yeah, it's Free Talk Live with you tonight, Ian.
And this Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark, just really impressed with how professional the show is.
I am. Yeah,
I just
really
take it right to the gutter.
Really on the ball here tonight. That's why they pay me the big bucks, right? Oh, wait. No, they don't. This is radio.
Big money, big money.
Talk radio. Hey, toll-free number if you want to join us here with your best tipping story. Taryn wanted to talk about tipping here. Dr. Taryn Lupo is with us here in the studio from TarynLupo.com. You don't have a tipping video up, do you?
I do not. I just heard this podcast right as I was driving in, and I thought about it, and it brought back a bunch of memories. So I'll have to share... first, what my strangest customer was.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Strangest customer, and then also my best tip. My strangest customer was, well, I had two of them. I had an OCD lady that would come in on Tuesdays and order two of everything and set a plate across from her.
Hold up. Wasn't this a buffet?
It was, but she ordered two iced teas, two plates. She wanted two sets of silverware. And she would set it up, and she would have two forks, two knives. Everything had to be in twos, and then she would walk in and count her steps, and if she missed, she'd go back to the front and do it again.
Did she count her steps on the way back?
Yeah,
I guess. You're not legit OCD if you've got to go back to count your steps, and you don't count your steps.
That's a good point.
And then, I love crazies.
And she always tipped $2, so yeah. Hey, you know, it was all right. But then the really crazy one came in on, now I worked a graveyard shift, so what happened was I lived near Washington, D.C.
You were 14? Working a graveyard shift?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Now, what is
happened.
Graveyard? Is that 3 a.m. to...
It closed, yeah. You close at 2, and then, no, actually we closed at 3 in the morning, and then you were out the door by 4 after cleanup.
Wow.
So what happened...
It's a late-running buffet.
Well, D.C. had... I lived in right outside of D.C., so all these people would go to the clubs. And then the clubs threw everybody out around 2 o'clock.
And they'd come there.
And they would roll, and we were the only thing open. So it was a complete freak show between 2 to 3 o'clock of drunks. And so it was always a really interesting weekend when you worked.
I bet it was. You got to deal with that stuff at Denny's, too,
oh,
right?
My gosh. Yeah. You know, like women would be tipping you their bras, or you know, you'd find, like, underwear in the bathroom. You'd be like, what?
You were 14 years old. It was the most eye-opening year you've ever experienced, I bet.
And so the weirdest person I had would show up on a night, and they
Did you ever get invited to an after party or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, sure. But I was like, I got school. Right. I got to be in class in 3 hours.
Wow, I'm amazed they would even... I'm sorry to interrupt the story, but I'm amazed that you could even get away with working legally.
I guess in the 80s it was different. They didn't care.
It must have been because I'm sure that they would... There's some sort of rule. Maybe
I don't know how
Florida.
I got away with it.
I'm pretty sure there's some kind of rule that you can't work a young person at, below a certain age after a certain time at night on a school
night. Yeah, maybe that changed. I don't know.
Taryn's old enough that, you know, those child labor laws were just getting phased out.
Yeah, they were probably just coming and going, and I just had managers that didn't care. I don't know.
You
know?
All right, so you have another weird customer story?
Much weirder.
Hold on with that one. I want to go to Liberty Phoenix, who is on the line via Skype. Hey there, Phoenix.
Hey, guys. Taryn, I'm kind of surprised.
Hey, dude,
glad
baby,
that
back off
this.
Your mic a little bit, man. You're a little loud.
How's this one?
A little better, I guess. Go ahead.
What's up, Phoenix?
Not too much. I actually used tipping today as kind of a form of activism. I went and got my hair cut today, and I tried to entice some of the barbers to give up their license, their little permission slips, and if they didn't have a permission slip, I'd give them a $50 tip the next time I came in. Now, whether or not any of them bite,
give
I don't
up
know.
Their license, meaning that they're supposed to send their barber license back to the state? Is that
or just
saying?
Not well, renew it?
Yeah, or just not renew it, or just work without one. Basically just tried to convince them that, you know, they don't need a permission slip to cut people's hair, and that, you know, if they would do that, I'd tip them $50 every time.
Damn.
Well, I'm happy to talk to people about the idea of a lack of permission slips, but, you know, and like how government licensing, you know, is a problem and what it does, how it perverts the marketplace and things like that. But I don't know that there's any I don't know that this is activism, right? Like, this is just confusing to people.
Yeah, I kind of see it could work. I mean, come on, man. If you were,
why should I give up my driver's license?
Well, it's more of, you know, I went to people.
Marketplace. you have to provide an incentive, right? You know, everything is a marketplace essentially. So you have to provide these people an incentive to step away from the
state. Nobody working in a licensed barber shop is going to give up their barber's license if that indeed is something that you have to have in Illinois. I don't know if it exists in all states, but nobody's going to give up a barber's license just to get a $50 tip from you, because then they'll be too afraid of having an armed goon squad come in there and put them in handcuffs for continuing to operate.
Plus, you're the only person that's going to give them $50, $70 for a haircut.
I like the idea, but you know, in West Virginia,
I don't like the idea.
Why not offer them?
These agorists believe that this is activism. No, it isn't. It's just giving a haircut without a license. It's not activism.
I think anytime you do something without a license on purpose is activism.
It is activism if you do it in front of the licensing bureaucracy.
I would agree.
And make a civil disobedience out of it.
I would encourage Liberty Phoenix to get his butt out in front of the cosmetology licensing organization and go ahead and give a haircut out there.
That'd be awesome. It's been a decade since that happened.
I was actually thinking of setting up a chair in front of City Hall and just offering haircuts for like a dollar.
That'd be great. You're going to prison in Illinois for doing something like that.
You know, it's been done here. I remember.
It's been done in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. What was that? The manicurist, right?
The outlaw manicurist.
He got arrested too.
Done twice, actually. And what happened with that? I think they dropped his charges, though, Mark. I don't think he went to jail for that one.
I don't feel like he did. I think they got so much weird press that they just let it go.
I honestly don't remember. It's literally been, or maybe he took a plea and got some slap on the hand sentence. It's been a decade since that happened.
Yeah, for people that don't know what that is, Ian, what happened? Do you recount?
One of the earliest movers for the Free State Project conducted this civil disobedience where he gave someone a manicure in front of the licensing bureaucracy in Concord, New Hampshire, and you know, announced in advance he was going to be doing it, so they had.
And they really
there.
Arrested him.
They really did. Of course they did. They're serious about this
stuff. I don't think they do it now in New Hampshire. They realized what a pile of poo.
You don't think they would do it? Why don't you test them?
I'm not going to Concord. I'm not spending the gas to waste my time to do this.
Did David?
I don't believe it's activism.
Do you remember David Ridley was doing the illegal puppet shows?
Yes.
And questioning. You know, in New Hampshire, supposedly you have to have a license to perform puppet shows.
No, there was some other thing he was.
It was a puppet show that he was doing,
but I don't think there was a license for that.
I thought that was the point of the act.
It was a law.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember. He was doing it on the Concord steps.
I think at the very least it's a conversation starter.
Yeah,
In Illinois, that's about the best I'll get.
Come back. Yeah, it's going to start a conversation. That's true. But as far as like tipping activism, in my opinion, the best tipping activism you can do, and the one most likely to succeed of the two that we're discussing here tonight, is to offer an extra tip in Bitcoin. So to tip, to tip in whatever currency, so U.S. dollars, and then offer, hey, you know, if you install a Bitcoin wallet on your phone, I'll go ahead and give you X amounts of dollars worth of Bitcoin.
That's a good one.
As a tip.
Bitcoin is the jackpot of agorism, that's for sure.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Phoenix. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Taryn's other strange customer story.
Really strange.
And then the best tip he ever received. And yours are welcome, too. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us and tell your best tipper story. Or if you remember the worst tipper, you can tell that one, too. I imagine it'd be a little harder to remember the bad tippers. You probably want to forget them. But Taryn Lupo wanted to discuss these things tonight. As somebody who's formerly in the hospitality industry, Taryn, that's your experience. You did some dishwashing, you did some serving, you did some busing. And, you know, the longer you work with the public, the more interesting stories, the more
the more you hate them. Yeah.
I kind of miss doing retail because, you know, you just don't, you get characters on the radio, but you don't get to experience them in their full grandeur. You know, you don't get to smell them on the radio like you do.
It's kind of different when you're older because you don't take any guff. Like, once I had enough money and I was just bartending for fun for extra cash, whole different attitude. Because you don't have to survive on this money so much that you don't put up with mean people or rude people. I'd call them to the floor and tell them to get out.
And also, kids, young people are taught to respect their elders, and that goes just a little too far. Yes, many young people need to know how to respect their elders, and I'm not arguing that. But I will say that what the message that gets given to young people is you should put up with a lot of crap simply because somebody is older than you.
Oh, yeah.
And you should not put up with a lot of crap simply because somebody is older than you.
rude is rude no matter what age.
And people will, and people, you know, like, this is told to everybody. It's universal, right? So older people understand, I can treat a younger person poorly because they're younger and they're likely to put up with it. And of course, employers are sort of the opinion, if you're younger, you should treat older people. And so it's this cycle. If I was somehow... magically transported back into my 15-year-old self. I don't know what that would be like, because it would be pretty bad. Because my 15-year-old self would be like, oh, hell no.
So if you are ready to try the Bitcoin tipping option that we discussed a few moments ago, well, you need to have Bitcoin. And you can go and get your Bitcoin, as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin, from ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. Do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. And here's the real reason to use ExpressCoin. You don't have to pay a transfer fee on orders less than $40. So your first time buying Bitcoin, no transfer fee. With ExpressCoin.com. Use code FTL to get that deal. If you don't use code FTL, you don't get that deal.
Also, a cool thing about Bitcoin, and this is really important to note, is that these legacy currencies like the U.S. dollar, how long has this thing been around? This is old technology.
Mm.
Yeah, it's established, and it has and that has value in and of itself. But I was trying to transfer some money, to buy something, and it's, you know, sizable. I've got to do all kinds of wire transfers and get this piece of paper signed and, you know, do a variety of things. With Bitcoin, it would take me potentially, depending on where I was in the process, but if you emailed me your Bitcoin wallet address or an account number or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, I could transfer you money within 2 minutes instead of something huge. And it would cost me pennies.
A good portion of that 2 minutes would be opening your email box,
yeah.
I would think.
Opening,
and then copying the email or the the wallet address. The actual sending of Bitcoin is really very
pushing
fast.
The button is instantaneous.
Yeah,
basically.
It kind of makes me wonder what's ever going to happen to Western Union and all that once this takes off. They're going to die for what they cost for, you know, how expensive. I don't know
if
you've ever
used
it.
Oh, my God, yeah, of course.
It's outrageously expensive.
These poor people are spending so much money trying to send people money all around the world with Western Union and MoneyGram and such. Anyway, let's continue here.
Right.
So don't forget, ExpressCoin.com, code FTL. Let's go to you with your stories. I know, Taryn, you're going to tell us your strangest customer story here in a moment, but I want to hear first from John in Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, John.
Hello. Yeah.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
One guy was, I was driving in his place, and I told him I had trouble with my radiator in the car. And he took a look at it and everything, and he told me, and he gave me an estimate, $200-$300. So I said, oh, I'm going to check around. So I went to another place, and the guy fiddled around with it, and he says, here's your problem. He saved me all that money, so I gave him $1. It was a silver dollar, and it was worth about $20-$25 at that time. The guy said he'd never seen one. I said, well, just don't spend it. Go to a coin shop, and they'll tell you how much that's worth, a whole lot more than a dollar. And that's the biggest tip I ever gave.
That's a cool
story.
That
is a cool tip.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, that's insulting. And then when he said it was a silver dollar, I thought, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice one. And
it gets people's attention, too. This is something this is before Bitcoin. I used to be one of the Liberty Dollar Associates, which, Taryn, were you one of those?
I was, too.
That's what I thought.
I used to.
So, yeah, you and I down in the Southeast, we're Liberty Dollar Associates, and that means we had these one-ounce silver Liberty pieces, typically. We'd carry them around. And did you ever successfully, Taryn, get someone to take that?
Yeah, I actually used it in my practice.
That's excellent.
I would get change in the practice, but you do the silver drop.
Another thing here is anytime you go to a place and they want a license for something, it's been made illegal first, and the state will, the government will only issue a license for something that has been made illegal first.
Right. I mean, basically, that's what a license is. The license, the government takes away your right and then sells it back to you.
John, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from
you
tonight.
Good way to put that.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So silver. What I used to do with the Liberty Dollar is I'd do a similar thing where I'd actually leave a cash tip if I was at a restaurant or something like that. I'd leave a cash tip, standard tip, you know, whatever the server deserved, 15, 20% or whatever. And then I'd leave a $1 warehouse note for the Liberty dollar with the cash tip. And so for listeners that don't know what I'm talking about, the Liberty dollar had two forms of currency that they offered. They had the silver Liberty, which was an actual ounce of silver. Very, very pretty, beautiful, polished silver. Awesome.
Sure was.
Piece. And then there was these warehouse notes that they had that essentially gave you a share of silver sitting in a vault somewhere. So the warehouse note would, you know, say 1/120th of an ounce of silver, or 1/10th, or something like that, depending on the denomination or whatever. And so I'd leave them 1/20th of an ounce of silver in paper form, along with the U.S. dollars. And the idea there was that this would, you know, if you're tipping them decently, then that would make them maybe curious enough to actually go and see, what is this thing? You know, they got this piece of paper or this warehouse receipt. What the heck is this? Oh, the guy tipped all right. Maybe this is worth looking at. You think that would have worked, Darren?
I never used the receipts, but I would have taken it just because, you know,
as a server,
not?
Though, if somebody, you know, left you that,
sure.
Would you go and look at it?
I would have definitely with the coin.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, The silver got my attention right away.
The silver is so...
it was really pretty.
Yeah, that's something that you can't do with Bitcoin. And, can't just drop a Bitcoin in someone's hand and impress them with a shiny thing.
I think I bought it at $7, so I got a big stack of them, and I used to hand them out as tips all the time, even if it was,
yep.
You know, if it was close. A $5 tip, sure, just give them a coin. And it was a good starter talk. You know, I was really into pushing silver at the time and precious metals, trying to educate, so I thought it was worth it just for the education.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good evening. A couple of things, guys. First, I just want to mention there are some jobs where people work for free, and they go out of their way to get these jobs. For 4 years, I flew airplanes for free to build the hours so that I could have enough hours to get a real job as a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're stepping stones that sometimes you have to take, and the market drives that. I know that some of these guys get their commercial license, and then they try to find jobs, and they might make a little bit of money, but ultimately it's all about getting the hours up so you can get the real job. Now, you mentioned that do you guys actually get paid to do radio, or do y'all pay for your airtime?
Well, that's an interesting question.
We get
question.
Paid for ads.
yeah, stand by, Mike. We can continue the discussion here. Our toll-free number if you want to join us. Tell us your best tipper story.
We do this for a living, I suppose is the way to say that.
I don't get hourly pay or anything like that. If people don't contribute to the show via buying ads or some other method like our Bitcoin tip jar or buying things through Amazon, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 5580 1-800-809-5580.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Taryn's website. It's TarynLupo.com.
Thank you for that.
And what will people find there, Taryn?
I have an article coming out tomorrow. Actually, it's about it's a long story, but it's how to make your own mead, which is honey wine.
Ooh. Oh, I think people will like that, yeah.
And that comes out tomorrow, and it is only going to be on Taryn P. Lupo. TarynLupo.com, which...
Your YouTube channel.
This one will be unlisted on YouTube.
Got it. So you have to go through your website.
Correct.
That's smart thing to do.
Well, I only have a few stories like that, and this is a big one people have been waiting on. It took me a long time to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took stages of weeks of, you know, going back and forth and doing these... But it came out really good. I think it's a very cool story.
And it's coming out tomorrow, you said?
Yep. It'll be out tomorrow.
TarynLupo.com and only at TarynLupo.com.
That's it.
All right, cool. We'll continue with your calls here. We still have Mike on the line in Tennessee, who I think was building to some sort of point, or where were we, Mike? We had Mike in Tennessee?
He was talking about how they were getting airlines. Yeah. I guess it's so expensive to take the airline classes that you fly for free to avoid having to pay those
fees. I felt like
fees.
He was going somewhere. I'm not sure where with that. Go ahead, Mike.
No, what I was saying, and like in radio, I know I've had friends that pay for their airtime, and they make a lot of money with commercial ads, but the airtime is sold to them, and then they have free run of the air. And the other people actually get paid a salary, and they have no control over the commercials. They just basically read a script. So
yeah, that's pretty much how a lot of radio works, wherein you can pay for airtime, kind of own that time, or the station pays you, and then they own the airtime, and they sell the airtime. That's generally how it goes in the business.
Right, and so
Right, and so that's kind of the trade-off on many jobs, and it's a means to an end. But the information I want to give you, and I wish I had an email I could send you. I've got a video of a slow motion of the Virginia shooter, and you can see there's not a single casing coming out of his gun.
You do understand that those casings fly out pretty fast, and the frame rate on that video may not have been particularly good, right?
It's 8 times slow motion, and you can see the same.
You can slow down. You can slow down a video that only has 15 frames a second, but that's not going to give you more frames.
Okay. Right. I believe he's in 32 full frames per second, which is full motion video. So there's no glitchiness right off the bat. So.
Here's what you can do. You don't generally send stuff directly to the Free Talk Live hosts. You go to freetalklive.com, and then we have a Reddit-based system there that you can submit whatever you want. So whatever conspiracy video or whatever it is you want our listeners to see, you can submit it right there through our Reddit-based system.
We'll see it too.
Right. So whatever goes up through that system, we'll see it. Thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. Dude's obsessed with that Virginia shooting.
Oh, he just,
is he talking about
interesting to him?
Virginia Tech?
No. He's talking about the one that just happened like a week ago, where the reporter and the cameraman
were shot to death. Roanoke. Yeah.
He's
my old stomping ground.
He does not believe that that was as it seemed to be. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got, I believe, Greg listening in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Just really quickly first about a tip story.
Sure.
I ran across a few weeks ago. I was listening to Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, and he was telling a story of how he used to tip everybody with $2 bills.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You know, and everybody was shocked how somebody had so many $2 bills. Turns out that you can actually buy these, I think, from the U.S. Mint or resellers.
You can just go to your bank. You can just go down to, if you have a bank account, go to your bank and ask them for $2 bills, and they will either give you what they have in stock at the moment, which probably isn't too many, or you can custom order as many as you want. They'll probably have a minimum that you have to order, so you might have to order like $1,000 worth of twos or something like that. But, yeah, you absolutely can still get plenty of twos, as many twos as you want. I do this, actually. I carry $2 bills around with me, and I stamp them with things, and I stamp all the money that I have with Free Talk Live URL or Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, that's smart, because everybody keeps the $2.
They certainly noticed it. The $2 bill will...
Yeah, they still think they're valuable. So
yeah, they'll attract attention.
Yeah, they're special.
That's a good one, right? To stamp something on.
So what else did you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
All right, guys. So, yeah, I'm calling in to talk about, I guess, the effect of capitalism on the environment and, the planet that we live on. And, you know, I'll be the first to say I don't think government is the answer. I don't think government is able to do things any better than the institution of capitalism. But when capitalism, you know, every actor in a capitalist society wants to increase the money coming in, and then they spend that money. So it, in a way, it increases money velocity. And if there's no inflation, what happens is more resources get converted from basically the environment to garbage. And you've got the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. You've got overfishing. You've got ecosystems that we don't know what will happen once they get polluted enough. And, of course, we've got the greenhouse gases. So my point is that I'm kind of worried about the human population, if it continues to increase and consume. One more thing I just want to say, that I think the factory farm phenomenon is a great example of how, you know, you have more animals than you wanted to save more money, so you cram them into worse conditions, and now they have to live their whole lives in terrible conditions. So I see this as a problem of capitalism. Negative externality. And I'm not
now, sure can you define capitalism? I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here.
Sure. It's just basically a system in which people can own unlimited, private entities or organizations can own unlimited amounts of capital and put it to use. I feel like this in this system, because everything is so unlimited, you can prioritize the making of money over everything else. There's no, it's not sustainable, in other
well,
words.
Well, you can only make money if you satisfy your customers, right? So if you're not satisfying your customers, you're not going to make any money. So it's not like there's no check and balance on these companies. And there's a huge movement of people who are very concerned about the factory farming. And there are a lot of companies who are out there, you know, certifying that they treat animals fairly.
Right. I sell pork and I sell pigs. And I can tell you that, you know, the rate at which people will buy the pork that I have sold them is significantly higher than what they would pay per pound in the store. And it's because they know that I'm going to treat the animal well and that its conditions are going to be much more natural than they would be otherwise.
Yeah, I watched some videos on about a slaughterhouse, and now I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, it's,
I honestly, if you've ever been to like or the factory, it's appalling.
Yeah, it's appalling, but it's one of the reasons it's appalling is because of your expectations and the things you're expecting to see. So if an animal who is going to live, say, 8 months for a pig, a pig's going to live 8 months, and cows generally live on ranches and stuff, but or at least for a little while, for most of their lives. Pigs go are born and die in the same place. If a human being who was young was born and died, say, in an orphanage, they wouldn't know that they were in bad conditions because they had never known anything else. So I'm not justifying factory farming. I'm simply saying that I don't think that what we're doing is anthropomorphizing animals, and that I don't know exactly what it's like for them. You know, having raised my own animals,
I know things don't want to die. They go kicking and screaming and fight.
Yes.
All you have to do is, again, if you really have the guts to go and watch a factory farm video.
Oh, I've watched them.
Well, look,
it'll make you,
money.
It'll change.
You've got money. Those are your votes, okay? So
you
decide with your dollars, your choices, where you send your resources. And
right.
if people feel like, you know, good conditions on a farm is important, they're going to send their resources
right.
there, and they're going to put those other companies out of business. And that's, wouldn't you say that's the best way to handle that situation, Greg?
Well, I applaud, you know, that there are some mechanisms by which people choose, and certainly we need certifications of humanely raised animals, stuff like that. But, you know, when in capitalism, when you say that I don't make money unless somebody pays me and I have a satisfied customer, but these two parties are not, me and the customer, are not the only parties involved. I can satisfy the customer at the expense of the planet, at the expense of an animal's welfare, at the expense of a lot of things that just come for free, and as long as they're free and not costing me that as much as it is to produce, I can simply try to get as much of it as I can. So setting off the beaks of, you know, birds so they don't peck each other when, for example, in factory farm example, you're cutting off the beaks of birds, you are putting sows in a place where they can't even move.
Sure, but you didn't really answer my question, and if you want to hang on, we can continue the discussion here in a moment. Because I know there are a lot of people who are concerned with this kind of thing. That's why you see the market responding in that way. But is Greg saying that you know, violence is necessary? That, you know, that we need to use the guns of the state to threaten people to do things the way Greg wants them to be done? It's Free Talk Live.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.